Power of attorney is a grant from the grantor of the power of attorney during his or her lifetime for someone to act in his or her stead. Now, that's all that it means. Or in other words, if the grantor is still alive and competent, the grantor is fully able to act. It's simply a matter of, hey, look, I don't feel like signing any more documents. You sign them to the grantee of that power of attorney. If you want the power of attorney, okay, if the grantor is in a coma or, you know, friggin' nuts, that's called a durable power of attorney. Durable applies to all the powers of attorney that I'm going to talk about across the board. There is a general power of attorney, and you can't sell that one. Usually it's an 8-page form. It includes enough specifics that you try to sell the firm, the person, this is included in it, whatever you're trying to do. And you've got a special power of attorney, which means that it's almost always for a piece of land. The durable general power of attorney doesn't work, for the most part, with the IRS, unless you got the exact same language in it that the IRS form has. It doesn't work with the banks, and it doesn't work with motor vehicles. Now, a special power of attorney, you can have a special power of attorney for a motor vehicle. Usually, almost invariably, it's for a piece of land. And what it does is give the grantee the power to deal with that property. You've also got the healthcare power of attorney, and that is a general broad grant of all powers pertaining to the health care of the grantor. And that is presumed to be a durable power of attorney. Or in other words, even if the person is in a coma, the power of attorney still is effective. The power of attorney ceases upon the death of the grantor because it's a personal grant. It's not testamentary. Or in other words, by will. Now, you can do a trust. You can put a special power of attorney in there, but you need the legal description of the piece of land, because otherwise nobody will buy it. You know, you can put in health care and obviate the need for a health care power of attorney. You can put into the trust, you have to word it carefully, that you can deal with the IRS. You just have to take the wording from their power of attorney form, the IRS form, and put it verbatim into the trust. Those are the ways of granting people power. Now look, if you do an irrevocable trust, that means you put the assets into the trust, and the trustee uses those assets for your benefit. For your beneficial enjoyment is what it's called. I'll try to explain this further. The only thing is, you get into this area, and this is the type of arcane language that is used. There's a lot of confusion about what a power of attorney means. And a lot of people, a lot of unscrupulous practitioners, are making an awful lot of money out of that confusion. And a power of attorney is a very simple instrument. You just have to know what it does. It simply gives you the power to act in the stead of the grantor.